Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money Member by Ram Goldar, and today Mazakas Baba Basra, Daf Ein Hey, the fifth parak on Moichra Sesvina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yecheskel and Anat Hartman, Lazer Chendishmas Hagon Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nechusei Yama, his Shiurim on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan once sat and lectured. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will one day bring precious stones and pearls, which are 30 by 30 amos, cut out an opening of 10 by 20 amos, and set them at Yerushalayim's gates. A certain Talmud mocked him. Hashikabe Asad did Sitzel of Mashkechin, and currently we cannot find such stones, even the size of a small dove's egg. Kuli hai Mashkechin, can such enormous stones be found? Another time, the Talmud was traveling at sea and saw Malchei Ashar is cutting precious stones and pearls of this size. And when the Talmud asked for whom they were, they answered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would one day set them at Yerushalayim's gates. The Talmud returned and told Rabbi Yochanan, Drosh Rabbi Lachan Na'eli Drosh, lecture, my master, it's fitting for you to lecture. Kasher Marta Ken Re'isi, just as you said, I've seen. Rabbi Yochanan responded, Reka, empty one. Imali Re'isa Lehimanta, if you had not seen it, you would not have believed it. You're one who mocks the sage's words. Rabbi Yochanan set his eyes upon him, and he became a pile of bones. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Asi HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasu sheva chupos l'kol tzadik v'tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will one day make seven canopies for every tzadik, based on the pasuk enumerating seven types of canopies. Each will have a canopy made l'fi kvodo, according to his honor. Rabbi Chinina explains why the pasuk mentions smoke in the canopy. That anyone whose eyes were stingy towards Talmid Chachamim in this world, his eyes are filled with smoke in the world to come. Rabbi Chinina explains why fire is mentioned. This teaches that each and every one will be burned by his fellow's canopy, which is greater than his. Oila la'osa busha, woe for such a shame. Oila la'osa klima, woe for such a disgrace. This closing expression was also applied to Moshe's being told to give mahodcha, some of your majesty, to Yeshua, but not all. The elders of that generation said, Pnei Moshe k'pnei chama. Moshe's face was like the sun, Pnei Yehoshua k'pnei levana, and Yeshua's face was like the moon. And point number three, regarding acquiring a ship with Mashiach, Rav says, Kevin Shemashach Koshu Kana. Once the buyer pulled it even minimally, he acquired it, although the ship mostly occupies its original space. Shmuel says, Lokana Ad Sheyim Shocheskula. He has not acquired it until he pulls all of it out of its original place. The Gemara suggests this Malchokas parallels the Malchokas between Tanaim about the requisite Mashicho for an animal, where the Tanakhama says, Kevin Shaakri Yad V'Regel Kna. Once it lifted a foreleg and hind leg, he acquired it. And Rabbi Achi or Rabbi Acha said, Ashitahalach Malkamasa. He does not acquire it until it walks its full length. However, the Gemara answers that Rav can say that Rabbi Acha's opinion is specific to animals, that even after moving two legs, Baduk Sukayama, it remains in its original place since its other legs have not moved, whereas a ship came into Nadabapurta Nadulakula. Once a bit of it has moved, all of it has moved since each part is in a different place from before. Shmuel can say that the Tanakhama's opinion is specific to live animals because once it lifts a hind leg and foreleg, the others stand to be lifted as well as opposed to a ship. So once again, the three points are number one, Rabbi Yochanan once sat and lectured. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will one day bring precious stones and pearls, which are 30 by 30 amos, cut out an opening of 10 by 20 amos and set them at Yerushalayim's gates. A certain Talmud mocked him. Hashikabe Asad did Sitzel of Mashkechin, and currently we cannot find such stones, even the size of a small dove's egg. Kuli hai Mashkechin, can such enormous stones be found? Another time, the Talmud was traveling at sea and saw Malchei Ashar is cutting precious stones and pearls of this size. And when the Talmud asked for whom they were, they answered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would one day set them at Yerushalayim's gates. The Talmud returned and told Rabbi Yochanan, Drosh Rabbi Lachan Na'eli Drosh, lecture, my master, it's fitting for you to lecture. Kasher Marta Ken Re'isi, just as you said, I've seen. Rabbi Yochanan responded, Reka, empty one. Imali Re'isa Lehimanta, if you had not seen it, you would not have believed it. You're one who mocks the sage's words. Rabbi Yochanan set his eyes upon him, and he became a pile of bones. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said, Asi HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasu sheva chupos l'kol tzadik v'tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will one day make seven canopies for every tzadik, based on the pasuk enumerating seven types of canopies. Each will have a canopy made l'fi kvodo, according to his honor. Rabbi Chinina explains why the pasuk mentions smoke in the canopy. That anyone whose eyes were stingy towards Talmid Chachamim in this world, his eyes are filled with smoke in the world to come. Rabbi Chinina explains why fire is mentioned. This teaches that each and every one will be burned by his fellow's canopy, which is greater than his. Oy la la usa busha, woe for such a shame. Oy la la usa klima, woe for such a disgrace. This closing expression was also applied to Moshe's being told to give mahodcha, some of your majesty, to Yeshua, but not all. The elders of that generation said, Pnei Moshe k'pnei chama, Moshe's face was like the sun, Pnei Yehoshua k'pnei levana, and Yeshua's face was like the moon. And point number three, regarding acquiring a ship with Mashiach, Rav says, Kevin Shemashach Koshu Kana. Once the buyer pulled it even minimally, he acquired it, although the ship mostly occupies its original space. Shmuel says, Lokana Ad Sheyimshach Hezkula. He has not acquired it until he pulls all of it out of its original place. The Gemara suggests this Malchokas parallels the Malchokas between Tanaim about the requisite Mashiach for an animal, where the Tanakhama says, Kevin Shaakri Yad Veregel Kna. Once it lifted a foreleg and hind leg, he acquired it. And Rabbi Achi or Rabbi Acha said, Ashitahalach Malkamasa. He does not acquire it until it walks its full length. However, the Gemara answers that Rav can say that Rabbi Acha's opinion is specific to animals, that even after moving two legs, Baduk Sukayama, it remains in its original place since its other legs have not moved, whereas a ship came into Nadaba Purta Nadula Kula. Once a bit of it has moved, all of it has moved since each part is in a different place from before. Shmuel can say that the Tanakhama's opinion is specific to live animals because once it lifts a hind leg and foreleg, the others stand to be lifted as well as opposed to a ship. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Hey, and this Siman was suggested to us by David Zev Glickman from London and by Gedalia Weiss. They both suggested that Ayin Hey is an Amha Arts. So here goes. The skeptical Amha Arts, who died after seeing that, in fact, there were massive precious stones and pearls cut out to be the gates of Yerushalayim, went to Shemaim, where he was burned by the canopies of those greater than him, while someone back down on earth was making a kinyon on his boat from his heirs by pulling it out of its original place. Once again, slow motion. The skeptical Amha Arts, that must mean we're on Duff Ein Hey. The skeptical Amha Arts, who died after seeing that, in fact, there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, which reminds us, Gemara brings the incident of the giant precious stones that were to be cut to be the gates of the future Yerushalayim, and the skeptical Talmud, who didn't believe Rabbi Yochanan, that such stones were possible. So the skeptical Amha Arts, who died after seeing that, in fact, there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, went to Shemaim, where he was burned by the canopies of those greater than him. Which reminds, the Gemara tells of the future canopies for the tzaddikim, and how everyone will be nikve b'chupaso shel chaver, will burn by his fellow's chuppah, which is greater than his. So the skeptical Amha Arts, who died after seeing that, in fact, there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, went to Shemaim, where he was burned by the canopies of those greater than him, while someone back down on earth was making a kinyan on his boat from his heirs by pulling it out of its original place. Which reminds us, regarding acquiring a ship with Mashiach, Rav says, Kevin Shamashach Koshuhu Kana. Once the buyer pulled it even minimally, he acquired it, although the ship mostly occupies its original space. Shmuel says, Lo Kana Ad Sheyimshach Hezkula. He has not acquired it until he pulls all of it out of its original place. The Gemara suggests this Malchlokas parallels the Malchlokas between Tanaim about the requisite Mashiach for an animal. So once again, the skeptical Amha Arts, who died after seeing that, in fact, there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, went to Shemaim, where he was burned by the canopies of those greater than him, while someone back down on earth was making a kinyan on his boat from his heirs by pulling it out of its original place. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Hazara. Daf Ayin Off. So the Simmer Daf Ayin Off is a donkey going E-ah. So here goes. The chum on the donkey rides, that must be on Daf Ayin Off. E-ah. The children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner, which reminds us, all agree a matan is given by Ein Yafa even more than a sale, and therefore include carob and sycamore trees, which are excluded when one sells a field and everything in it. So, the children on the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land, which a seller kept for himself, which reminds us, Rav Huna said that although one who bought two trees in someone's field does not acquire any land, whereas a purchase of three trees constitutes a field of trees, and the buyer acquires land under and around them, still, if one sold land and retained two trees there for himself, Yeshua Karka, he has the land beneath and around them. So the children of the donkey rides who passed under the sycamore tree that was included when the land was gifted to the donkey owner were told not to pass through the two trees on sold land which a seller kept for himself, as they came close to see the land the donkey owner was makdish, which included a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said that if one is makdish a field, lohikdish el charva murka basad neshikma, he was only makdish from assets normally excluded from a sale, a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore, and not everything else, as the Chachamim say. In a Brice, Rabbi Shimon explains why these trees are included, because they are nourished from a field of hekdish. Daf Ayin Beis. So the Siman Daf Ayin Beis relates to Av thick, and we use a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The cake maker, that must be on Daf Ayin Beis, thick piece of cake. The cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, which reminds us that if one was makdish three trees, one after the other, not simultaneously, the land and trees between them are not hekdish, so the hekdish trees are redeemed according to their market value. So the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told the customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father, who subsequently died, that he could make him a stay achuza cake for the redemption, which reminds us, in a brace, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that if someone purchases a field from his father, was makdish it, and then his father died, it is still redeemed at the rate of a stay achuza, because the pasuk says, v'im astei miknaso ashoim yistei achuza so. But if one is makdish his acquired field that is not of his ancestral fields, which they darshan, sadashein rui liyot stei achuza, only a field which was not fit to be an ancestral field is considered an acquired field and redeemed at market value. Yatsazazu shrui liyot stei achuza, that excludes this field, which is fit to be an ancestral field, since he inherits it when his father dies. Ramir says this is considered an acquired field, and the pasuk excludes where his father died before he was makdish, because he was makdish an ancestral field. So the cake maker who made a big cake to celebrate being poda at market value, the three trees he was makdish, one after the other, told the customer who was makdish a field he purchased from his father, who subsequently died, that he could make him a stay achuza cake for the redemption. Now that he finished decorating the cake with a grafted carob tree and pruned sycamore on top, where both have the status of trees and land, which reminds us. Rav Huna said, Harva murka v'sadhana shikma, a grafted carob tree, or a pruned sycamore tree. Toras ilon olav v'toras karka olav has the status of a tree and has the status of land. It has the status of a tree where one was makdish or sold two trees plus this carob or sycamore. The recipient receives land along with the trees because we consider the carob as a tree for a total transaction of three trees. It has the status of land in that it's not sold along with land as opposed to ordinary trees. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the Siman Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The sailors in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg. Giant ostrich egg? That must be on Daf Ayin Gimel. The sailors in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other, which reminds us. The fifth paragraph begins by listing which items are sold along with a ship. After the mission is explained and a brisa lists more items, the Gemara begins the famous Agadata of wondrous stories mostly told by Rabbi Bar Chana. He related that seafarers told him there are 300 parsos between waves, and each wave is 300 parsos tall, and they were once lifted so high by a wave that they could see a small star's resting place and were nearly burned by its heat. They then shared what they overheard one wave say to the other. So the sailors of the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other were amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened to Hermia in the shade pouring wine from one cup to the other while jumping between two mules. So the sailor in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other were amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, while geese above were losing their feathers and streams of oil were flowing from beneath them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna reported traveling the desert and seeing geese whose feathers fell out because of their excessive fat and streams of their oil were flowing from beneath them. He asked them, and they showed him the portions which would be received in the future. Daf Ayin Dalet. The Siman Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Baruch Hanna's sightings of those who died in the Midbar, Harsina, and those swallowed with Korach. So the witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea. Which reminds, the Gemara relates the precious stones at sea which divers try to get and the fight between the sea monster and the raven. So the witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert, as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which landed next to an enormous female fish that was killed and salted for tzaddikim to consume in the future. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the creation of the Leviathan and Behemos, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to prevent they're having offspring. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you learn about how each person in Olam Haba will be burned by the chuppah of his friend who's greater than him? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that according to one opinion, stones for the field's needs are stones arranged to be used for building a fence around the field? That's on Daf Samachtas. Good, number three. Which something about Rabbi Baruch Hanan's sighting of those who died in the Midbar and those who were swallowed with Korach? That's on Daf. Ein Dal. Good, number four. Which of the one that Rabbi Shimon says that one who is Makdish a field is also Makdish its carob and sycamore trees? That's on Daf. Ein Dal. Good, number five. Which Daf to discuss what is meant when one sells a field except for a specific carob tree? That's on Daf. Ein Dal. Good, number six. Which Daf to be when the carob and sycamore trees have the status of trees and the status of land? That's on Daf. Ayin Beis. Good, number seven. Which daf with the instant Rabbi Yochanan's skeptical Talmud regarding the massive precious stones to be cut for the gates of Yerushalayim? That's on Daf. Ayin Hey. Good, number eight. Which daf about the precious stones at sea and the fight between the sea monster and the raven? That's on Daf. Ayin Dal. Good, number nine. Which daf do machlokes whether a boat can be acquired by moving it a little or requires being moved completely from its position? That's on Daf. Ein Hey. Good, number 10. Which daf to discuss what the din is when a shtar of iska is brought against Yesomim? That's on Daf. Ein. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.